Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for less. And for a limited time, new customers receive their second month free when they sign up and use promo code MONTHFREE by May 31st. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Taxes, fees, and other third-party charges will apply. See website for additional details.
When you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about your out-of-pocket costs. That can be a lot of money, but are your bills accurate? Well, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. HealthLock can help you. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. You can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. To date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. So to save, visit HealthLock.com today. That's HealthLock.com today. Welcome. It is Verdict with Senator Ted Cruz, Ben Ferguson with you. Senator, it has been a crazy week in the world of politics between Super Tuesday, a crazy State of the Union, and now we've got a lot of other issues that are affecting Americans.
Well, that's exactly right. We got a lot to report on this week, starting off with the amazing news that broke just a few days ago, that the Biden administration actually flew 320,000 illegal immigrants into the United States. So they're not passively sitting there responding to this invasion. They are going out, actively soliciting illegal immigrants, flying them into America. We'll give you all the details. Beyond that, we've got massive wildfires that are burning in the state of Texas. Up in the panhandle, I was there just a few days ago. I'll give you the firsthand report from the ground. And finally, Joe Biden at the State of the Union, this is actually an amazing story, caught on a hot mic, talking smack, talking trash to Israel, talking about how he's trying to bully the state of Israel. The anti-Israel animus in this administration is remarkable. We'll walk through it.
Yeah, it certainly is. And that is something you do not want to miss. I want to tell you real quick, though, about our friends over at Patriot Mobile. If you have a cell phone, it's time for you to get rid of woke Big Mobile and switch to Patriot Mobile. You may not realize it in this election year, but Big Mobile is giving massive donations to Democratic candidates, causes, organizations, and also big donations to Planned Parenthood. That's right. They're giving big donations to Planned Parenthood. If you're with Big Mobile, stop giving them your money and make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile has been in business now for more than a decade. And when I say that you get the same exact coverage that you're used to, you actually do. When I look at my phone, the top left corner, it says Patriot. And Patriot Mobile gives me dependable nationwide coverage, giving me access to all three major networks. Now, that means I get the coverage that I need without funding the woke agenda of the left. Now, when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you're sending a message, because when you pay that bill, about 5% of that bill every month goes back to actually support conservative causes. That's their mission at Patriot Mobile. They give money to organizations that support free speech, religious freedom, the sanctity of life, defending our Second Amendment, as well as giving back to our military, our veterans, and our wounded warriors. So make the switch. Go to patriotmobile.com/verdict. That's patriotmobile.com/verdict. Or just call them. Their 100% U.S.-based customer service team makes switching easy. You can keep your same cell phone number, keep your same phone you have in your hand right now, or upgrade to a new one. 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the promo code VERDICT, 972-PATRIOT, or patriotmobile.com/verdict. Senator, I want to talk about this issue, and it really did not get a lot of media attention, and it absolutely should. And it's something that I hope Verdict listeners will expose and spread this everywhere on social media. The Biden administration has flat out admitted now that they flew in 320,000 illegal immigrants secretly into the U.S. to, quote, reduce the number of crossings at the southern border. So we're importing illegal immigrants, and they will not tell us what cities they drop these illegal immigrants off in.
Well, Ben, every word you just said there is true. And what's astonishing is, number one, you can't learn any of it listening to the corporate media. CNN won't report on it. ABC, NBC, CBS, they won't report on it. But every element of that is astonishing. So look, Joe Biden, the administration, likes to portray themselves as helpless victims. There was just this massive influx of illegal immigration. They had nothing to do with it. It was not their fault. They were just innocent bystanders. Well, this story, it's not just the 10.4 million illegal immigrants that have crossed illegally under Joe Biden that have been encountered at the southern border or that we know about their gotaways. The Border Patrol saw them, they spotted them, but they got away. It's not just that, but just in the last few days it broke that the Biden administration flew over 320,000 illegal immigrants secretly into the U.S. And understand, this is not flying them from McAllen or Laredo or El Paso to somewhere else in the U.S. This is flying them from foreign countries. So the Biden administration is connecting with illegal immigrants in foreign countries saying, hey, you want to come illegally to America? We will fly you. We will put you on a plane. We will fly you illegally into this country. By the way, they have an easy solution if they don't want to do that. They could just say, we're not going to fly you. But they didn't do that. And then amazingly, when this story broke, the Biden administration's position is, we're not going to tell you what cities that we flew these 320,000 illegal immigrants to. And they're simply refusing to answer that question.
They said it was a security issue. They said it was a security issue, and that's why, which is the biggest load, I'm sorry, of BS ever.
Yes.
I mean, this is a cover-up because they know that local cities, mayors, will be probably furious if they didn't know about this. This goes back to what we saw with the federal government doing this in the middle of the night. Remember when they were dropping off people that came into America from Texas on airplanes, on buses in the middle of the night in smaller cities without notifying local authorities there? This is corruption at a whole nother level.
Yeah, and understand, the reason we know this is not because the Biden administration told us. It's not because they told the American people and said, hey, we're doing this, we think this is important. What happened was they were sued. They were sued under the Freedom of Information Act by the Center for Immigration Studies. And in response to that lawsuit, they released documents that showed that the Biden administration had paid for secretive flights of hundreds of thousands of illegal immigrants, and they flew them into at least 43 different American airports. And this is from January to December 2023. So this is last year, 320,000 illegal immigrants they flew into. And the amazing thing is, when asked what were the 43 airports you flew them into, they said, we can't tell you. That would be a security risk. So every community, if you're listening to this and you're in any city in America, you ought to be asking, is my city one of the 43 that Joe Biden and his apparatchiks flew illegal immigrants into? They're not answering this. And they used an app that, so the Biden administration came out with an app called the CBP One app, which lets an illegal immigrant in a foreign country click on the app and say, hey, I'd like to invade America. And apparently Joe Biden said, that's awesome. We'll fly you here illegally and let you stay here. I mean, it just, at this point, I'm literally at a loss for words.
When you look at this, what oversight is there from Congress, from the Senate? How can the federal government do this and not alert you guys to it? A program that went for an entire year, the last fiscal year that we know about, and 320,000, how do you hide that financially? I mean, these are basically charter flights, charter planes that are coming into the country. How many flights does it take to bring 320,000 plus illegal immigrants that you are, and I want to say this word again because I think this is the part that Verdict listeners need to take a hold of, importing. They had not broken into America. We're importing. The Biden administration was importing them into America's interior. How much money was this? Do you know?
I have no idea. And it is incredible. But you asked how many flights. Let me give you an example. A Boeing 737, one of the most common commercial airliners in the world, seats between 108 and 215 passengers, depending on how it's set up. So 320,000, that means you're looking at over 1,000 flights. And it may be as many as 2,000 flights. If they averaged 150 passengers a flight, then it is over 2,000 flights that the Biden administration booked. They did so secretly. They hid them. They flew them into cities all over America, 43 cities. And they didn't tell Congress, or if they told Congress, they certainly didn't tell me. I don't know of anyone in Congress who knew this. And their whole story is, well, gosh, what are we supposed to do when they come here illegally? Well, here's a crazy idea. Don't charter them a private plane to fly them illegally to America. I mean, it really is. And by the way, the app I mentioned that they used, the CBP One app, that is eligible for people coming from Haiti, from Cuba, Venezuela, Nicaragua, El Salvador, Guatemala, Honduras, Colombia, and Ecuador. And so 320,000 additional illegal immigrants. And by the way, one of those countries is Venezuela. I'll tell you a question I want to know, which is the illegal immigrant who murdered Lake and Riley. Did the Biden administration actually pay to charter a plane to fly him to America? I don't know the answer to that, but the CBP One app worked from Venezuela. He came from Venezuela, so he could well be in this group. And you know what? Nobody in this White House is answering that question. Did they literally charter flight into America the murderer that murdered that 22-year-old young woman in Georgia?
Let's talk about the overall narrative here. You and I have been talking about this on Verdict for quite some time, and that is, it is very clear that this president and the Democratic Party, I say it again, I think the Democratic Party is dead. I think they're masquerading as communists, socialists, and Marxists. They obviously are trying to fundamentally change this country. We know that they have said, come as many of you as you can, as fast as you can, across our border, into any border state. Obviously, Texas is affected, I would say, the most by this out of any state. But this is now on a level that I didn't even think was possible, that it's not good enough just to open the border to the fentanyl, open the border to the people that are coming across killing, opening the border to millions of illegal immigrants. Senator, this is now an orchestrated effort to import illegal immigrants and a very expensive price tag. I mean, my point is, you're saying the 20 million that have come across wasn't enough. You had to go spend primo dollars to bring in another 300 plus thousand. And is this still happening right now is the other question I have for you.
Yeah, look, we have no idea because they won't answer those questions. They keep them secret from the American people. But I got to say, I want to ask everyone listening to this podcast, ask yourself a question. Before this pod, did you know about this? And if not, why? How can you not be pissed that the 6 o'clock news didn't lead with this? How can you not be pissed that CNN won't cover this, that the Washington Post won't cover this, that the New York Times won't cover this, that whatever paper you read in whatever city you live in won't cover this? This is a remarkable thing. We're looking at, if you assume an average of 150 passengers on a plane, we're looking at over 2,000 flights chartered by the Biden administration to fly people into America illegally, that they want this to happen. There's no explanation that is consistent with this other than they want this invasion and they want more. Like, and I got to say to any reporter, and by the way, it's an interesting thing. Quite a few reporters listen to this podcast. To any reporter, if you're around any Democrat senator, and you actually care about journalism, there's a quiet little voice somewhere buried deep in your heart that says, gosh, I wish I could be a real journalist. I wish I wasn't just a mouthpiece for the regime. You ought to ask every Democrat senator you can find. You ought to ask every Democrat House member you can find. Did you know that the Biden administration flew 320,000 illegal immigrants into America last year? That they spent taxpayer funds to human traffic people? That's what they're doing. They're saying, you want to come illegally to America? We will charter a plane for you. And every reporter ought to ask every Democrat in Congress, did you know? And if you didn't know, how do you feel about that? Is that a good idea? Every single Democrat ought to go on record saying, is it a good idea or not? Because the Biden administration, by the way, we had a State of the Union speech just a few days ago last week. Amazingly, Biden didn't say anything about it. He could have said, I'm engaged in this great humanitarian rescue, so I'm flying 320,000 people illegally into this country and just letting them go. He didn't say that because no one in their right mind would admit to that, and that's exactly what they're doing.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of the values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.
Hey everyone, it's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you're paying too much for wireless service, you don't have to keep having that nightmare. Consumer Cellular has the same fast, reliable coverage as the leading carriers for up to half the cost. So why keep spending more than you have to? Seriously, wake up and call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com.
Savings based on cost of Consumer Cellular single line 1, 5, and 10 gig data plans with unlimited talk and text compared to lowest cost single line postpaid unlimited talk, text, and data plans offered by T-Mobile and Verizon January 2024.
Good sleep should come naturally. And with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between award-winning mattress brand Leesa and home design favorite West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is the culmination of these two companies' shared values. Premium materials, meticulous craftsmanship, and sustainable practices. Made with natural latex, responsibly sourced natural wool, and environmentally safe foams, the Natural Hybrid elevates your sleep sanctuary, indulges your senses, and supports a greener tomorrow. Plus, when you purchase the Natural Hybrid, you're also helping fuel Leesa's work with shelters and those in need. Since 2015, Leesa has donated more than 40,000 mattresses to ensure children and families have a safe place to sleep. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Leesa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit Leesa.com/iHeart. That's Leesa.com/iHeart.
Final question on this is, can you guys get the number, you think, in Congress of how much money this whole plan has cost the American taxpayers? Because at the bare minimum, we should know what these charter flights cost. Or can they continue to refuse to answer that question and just say, we're not going to tell you how much money we're spending on this?
So we should be able to get those numbers. In the Senate, we can ask for them. But when we ask for them, the Biden administration's standard practice is basically to say pound sand. That they have a practice across virtually every agency of refusing to cooperate with Congress. In the House, they have the ability not only to ask for these data, but to issue subpoenas. They have a majority. I can't issue a subpoena in the Senate because I don't have a majority. So if I try to issue a subpoena, the Democrats will vote no. You've got to have a majority to have the votes to be able to issue a subpoena. But the House has the majority. And so I will say to my friends and colleagues in the House, I hope they issue those subpoenas. I hope they lay out the facts. That is incredibly valuable. And by the way, one of the amazing things. So the House did the right thing. It impeached Alejandro Mayorkas. I got to say I was astonished at the State of the Union. Mayorkas was sitting there on the floor of the House. He was grinning ear to ear. He looked happy. He looked confident. He was smirking the whole time at the American people saying, I am leading an invasion of this country. Understand, it's not that Mayorkas is incompetent, and it's not even that he is lazy. It's that he wants this invasion to happen. Joe Biden wants this invasion to happen, and every elected Democrat wants this invasion to happen.
No doubt about it, and it's going to be a campaign issue going into November. I think everyone running should make it an issue on the Republican side. Certainly Donald Trump will, but Americans should be furious about this. I want to tell you about our friends over at Blackout Coffee real quick. I'm not kidding when I say this. It's 1:52 in the morning as the senator and I are recording this, and I do a show at 7 a.m. I need a really good cup of coffee. I need a premium cup of coffee, and I do not want to give my money to those woke coffee companies. You know the ones I'm talking about. And that's why you need to know about Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee is how I start my day, with a hot American First premium cup of coffee. This coffee is 100% American, 0% woke. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing of the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values, and they accept no compromise on taste or quality. That's the other part, is the premium aspect of this. It is the best cup of coffee I've ever had. Now, if you care about how good your coffee is in the morning, then you need to go to blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. That's blackoutcoffee.com/verdict, and use the promo code VERDICT, because it's going to save you 20% off your first order. Yeah, blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Be awake, not woke, and get a premium cup of coffee from a conservative company. That's blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Use the promo code VERDICT. You'll get 20% off your first order, and you'll start your day off with the best cup of coffee you've ever had. Senator, I also want to talk about what's happening with these wildfires. It has not been getting, I think, the attention it deserves. You've been down to see the wildfires that have exploded in Texas. Give us an update, especially for everybody listening in Texas, but also others in the country that may have family and friends in Texas. What's happening with these wildfires? And they have really grown.
Well, the state of Texas is facing a massive natural disaster right now. And you're right, the news has not been covering it the way they should. The Panhandle, which is the northern part of Texas, is on fire right now. And the magnitude of these fires, there's actually multiple fires, but collectively, you look at all the fires in the Panhandle, they comprise over 1.2 million acres of land. That is a massive amount of land that is on fire right now. And to put that in perspective, that is the largest wildfire in the history of the state of Texas, and it is the second largest wildfire in the history of the United States of America. It is burning right now. How big is 1.2 million acres? Well, I'll give you one frame of reference. It is larger than the state of Rhode Island. It is bigger than a state. We have more than an entire state that is on fire right now. Now, last week on Monday, I was up in the Panhandle. I flew up to go there. I went to the town of Fritch. I went to the town of Berger. I met with local officials, with mayors, with county judges, with police chiefs, with fire chiefs. I met with volunteers, with volunteers at churches and charities. And I just said, thank you. Thank you for your heroism. I met with families who had lost everything. The town of Fritch that I was in, Fritch has a population of just about 1,800 people. In that very small, very rural town, they estimated that as of last Monday, as of a week ago, they had lost 242 homes in a town of 1,800 people. I went and toured the rubble. I saw these homes that were burnt to the ground. You know, as I was walking along residential streets and seeing home after home just burned to ashes, it was astonishing. I went to one home that there was a truck parked outside. That home was the home was entirely burned. The truck was incinerated. The windshield had melted into pools of glass. I've never seen melted glass out of a windshield, and yet that truck, the heat was so intense. There was, in front of that same house, there was a motorcycle. It looked like a Harley, and the fire had consumed it. The tires were utterly disintegrated. You could see the radial steel in the tires that was just all that remained. There was a bass boat that was parked in the driveway that had been utterly consumed with flames, and you just saw melted fiberglass that had melted down. So you had the boat carrier, which was still there because it was steel, and the melted fiberglass had just dripped down. And I got to say, I talked with families who had lost everything. And I got to tell you, Ben, the fighting spirit. When I talked to people who had lost everything, they said, you know what? Our family's still alive. We're grateful. We'll rebuild.
It's incredible. What is it that they need, and how can people help? Every time that something like this happens, you see the people, not just in Texas, help their fellow Texans, but other people, and especially, I got to say, our audience, you guys are amazing. Y'all get involved, whether it's helping people in Israel or people in Texas right now. But what are the needs, and what can people do?
Well, right now, the most immediate need is saving people's lives. This disaster is unfolding right now. We had several days ago, we had some cold weather, we had some snow and ice. That helped. Snow and ice is very good for slowing down the spread of a fire. But unfortunately, then the weather got warmer and windier, and that accelerated the spread of the fire. There are firefighters who are fighting this fire right now, and they are risking their lives. When I was up there in the Panhandle, they had over 60 different fire departments from all around Texas and from all around the country who had sent firefighters. And I got to tell you, I met with the fire chief, volunteer fire chief, in Fritch, little bitty town. His name was Zeb Smith, and I met with him on Monday a week ago. And Zeb is a great guy. He was fighting on the ground. He was defending his city. I asked him at the time, I said, listen, have any firefighters been injured? And he said, thank God, no. That was on Monday of last week. Chief Smith died on Tuesday of last week.
Wow.
Less than 24 hours after I stood with him and asked, have any firefighters been injured? Chief Smith ran the next day on Tuesday of last week. He ran into a burning home to fight the fire, and he ended up being killed, giving his life in defense of his community. So last week I stood on the Senate floor. I gave a speech in honor of all the people who have lost incredibly, and in particular in honor of Chief Smith. I got to say, I don't think I've ever been with someone, spoken with someone the day before they lost their life heroically. That is a first for me. And so I gave a speech with a picture of Chief Smith next to me. I had a flag flown over the U.S. Capitol in Chief Smith's honor. The first priority is stopping these fires. And I will say, if you're a listener of Verdict and you're in the Panhandle, or you're in the Panhandle of Oklahoma because it's spread into Oklahoma as well, what I would say is listen to your local officials. Listen to emergency responders, and if they give you an evacuation order, get out. Take this seriously. Do not risk your family. Do not risk your children. Do not risk your loved ones. In many ways, it is miraculous with a fire as massive as this one that to date there have been just three people who were killed. Now, we grieve those three, but it would have been very, very easy to imagine dozens or even hundreds of people killed. You had 242 houses burned to the ground, and miraculously the residents of those houses, most of them survived and escaped. And it was interesting, when I was talking to the local officials, I said, well, what's happened to the residents of all those homes? And the county judge told me, said, listen, we stood up a shelter in a local church. She said, at this point, we have fewer than a half dozen people there. That everyone who lived in those 242 houses, almost all of them are with friends and family. And what you said, Ben, a minute ago is really important to know, which is look, Texas is a big state. It's a big state. I've been senator for 12 years. Part of the job is being on the ground when you see Texans hurting, when you see a natural disaster. I've seen a lot of them. I've seen hurricanes. I've seen tornadoes. I've seen explosions. I've seen fires like this fire. 100% of the time, without fail, when there's a disaster, when people are suffering, when they're hurting, it is also incredibly inspirational. I am never more proud to be a Texan than when we are facing a disaster and I see the courage that Texans show. Inevitably, Texans step up and they help their fellow Texans. And by the way, you know, when Hurricane Harvey happened, which is the second most costly natural disaster in U.S. history, when that happened and large chunks of the Gulf Coast were underwater, my hometown, your town that you live in, Houston, much of Houston was underwater. And you had thousands of people that jumped in boats, bass boats, and went and rescued their neighbors. And they went into their homes because there was 5, 6, 7, 8, 10 feet of water covering the roads. And they just get in their boat. They go pull people out of harm's way. They'd rescue them. And it was... It was rednecks and bass boats. It was incredible. And by the way, when they rescued someone, nobody asked, what party are you? Are you Republican or Democrat? Nobody asked your race. Nobody asked your ethnicity. Nobody asked your religion.
It Amen was just to that.
Texans helping Texans. And that, I saw that in the panhandle on Monday last week, that in the face of tragedy, people are stepping forward. You ask, how can you help? The Red Cross is on the ground. The Salvation Army is on the ground. Churches and charities are helping. I went and thanked lots of volunteers who were just providing food and diapers and clothing and just to people who lost everything.
Get involved. That's the number one thing, and help however you can. And the tragedy there, as you mentioned, with the men and women that are risking their lives to fight this fire and save their neighbor and their family and their friends' homes, it's truly incredible. And I hope they get this fire under control. And I hope that there's lots of rain for this area that can help make these fires not spread so quickly there. We'll keep you updated on it. But I know that's an important update that we need to have, especially for the people in Texas. Our thoughts and prayers are with you. Senator, I want to also
hold on. Before we finish this, I want to tell you like a personal aspect of this. So I have a good friend of mine who lives up in the Panhandle and in a town in the Panhandle called Canadian. And I shot her a text on Monday. And it was just, I just said, hey, how are you doing? Was your home affected by the fires? And I said, I'm up in the Panhandle today, and I'm thinking about you and praying for you. And I had no idea that she had experienced anything. Here was her response. She said, thanks. Reassuring to hear from you. Lost my home and barns and half my cows. Like 50 of my closest friends. My losses are on the low end compared to the thousands and thousands of animals dead and injured among just 2 to 3 ranches here. Love to you and yours. Pray for rain. Pray for the cows and the ranchers who love them. So think about this. She's sitting there. I didn't know that she was in harm's way. She lost her home. She lost her barn. She lost half of her cattle. And her reaction is she feels grateful because the ranchers on either side of her lost all of their cattle. And that, you want to talk about the frontier spirit of the Panhandle, of tough and hardy Texans, that embodies it. And by the way, she followed up with me and said today, she said, here's 2 bright spots in my life. A new baby cow, Phoenix, or Fifi for short. We are feeding because mama cow cannot, because of burned udders. So understand, these are ranchers raising cattle, and there's mama cow, her udders are burned, she can't feed the calf, and so they're feeding the baby cow, but they're celebrating. And then my friend also said, and there's some old spurs she found in her house, the house that had burned down, that my great-grandfather gave to my dad when he was 7 years old. My sister and I both wore them till we figured out the story and the age. I mean, how amazing. And she sent me pictures, both of this baby calf and of these spurs. The house had burned down, but the spurs survived. And I got to say, look, that's the spirit of Texans, and it is inspiring.
Unbelievable story there, Senator. And like I said earlier, anyone that can help the people in Texas right now, it's so vitally important, those affected by these wildfires, with Amen. All the groups that are on the ground there. I want to tell you about our friends over at Blackout Coffee real quick. I'm not kidding when I say this. I do a show at 7 a.m. I need a really good cup of coffee. I need a premium cup of coffee, and I do not want to give my money to those woke coffee companies. You know the ones I'm talking about. And that's why you need to know about Blackout Coffee. Blackout Coffee is how I start my day, with a hot American First premium cup of coffee. This coffee is 100% American, 0% woke. Blackout Coffee is 100% committed to conservative values. From sourcing of the beans to the roasting process, customer support, and shipping, they embody true American values, and they accept no compromise on taste or quality. That's the other part, is the premium aspect of this. It is the best cup of coffee I've ever had. Now, if you care about how good your coffee is in the morning, then you need to go to blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. That's blackoutcoffee.com/verdict, and use the promo code VERDICT, because it's going to save you 20% off your first order. Yeah, blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Be awake, not woke, and get a premium cup of coffee from a conservative company. That's blackoutcoffee.com/verdict. Use the promo code VERDICT. You'll get 20% off your first order, and you'll start your day off with the best cup of coffee you've ever had. Finally, I want to move on to one other issue real quick, and that is we found out what Joe Biden was saying as he decided to hang out on the floor of the House for, I don't know, about an hour after the State of the Union. He was caught on a hot mic, and his staff was just, closing their eyes, shaking their heads. Are you kidding me? When Joe Biden was talking about what's going on in Israel and a conversation that he had with Netanyahu. Take a listen to this, caught on a hot mic.
Great speech. I was telling the secretary, I was in Jordan and Israel last weekend, and you got to keep pushing what you're doing on the humanitarian stuff and all this stuff. So
I told him, baby, I'm going to do this. I said, baby, you know I'm going to come.
Sir, just.
That was good.
Senator, you can hear Joe Biden there, and for people that maybe had a hard time hearing exactly what he said, give a little bit of a play-by-play here of what he was saying. And this is a president that's basically saying, "Oh yeah, I'm gonna take my hand off of Israel."
So the quote, if you had a hard time hearing it, but the hot mic picked it up, he said, "Quote, I told him, Bibi, and don't repeat this, but you and I are gonna have a come to Jesus meeting." And so he's bragging to a fellow Democrat about how he was threatening the Prime Minister of Israel, Benjamin Netanyahu, whose nickname is Bibi. But number one, let me just say, look, you and I are both Southern Baptists. We both believe Jesus is our Savior. But I got to say, just saying to the Jewish Prime Minister of Israel, we're going to have a come to Jesus meeting as a way to like beat the hell out of him. If a Republican had said that, the media would lose their minds.
Yeah.
Like
it's so insensitive on so many different levels.
That there is an offensive condescension. And understand what he means, the come to Jesus meeting. What he means is, you stupid Israeli, stop killing Hamas terrorists. That's what he's saying. We're going to force you, as a response to October 7th, to allow the Hamas terrorist who murdered 1,200 Israelis, 1,200 Jews who kidnapped Americans, who murdered Americans. We're going to force you to allow them to create their own state where they can engage in acts of terror like this over and over and over again. It is the anti-Israel animus in this administration and in, sadly, today's Democrat Party. I've never seen anything like it. It keeps getting worse. And this shows, this is how Biden talks behind closed doors. I'm going to beat up these damned Israelis. Like, that's just horrific.
Well, and it's shocking, but it also goes hand in hand with him basically pandering to the extreme left that is all about Hamas and supporting the terrorists and the Palestinian protesters that are supporting these terrorists who butchered children, who took hostage 80-year-old women, grandmothers, and put babies in ovens to burn them for sport. You also have a president during the State of the Union to appease them said, hey, we're going to order the U.S. military to construct a port in Gaza to increase the aid flow there. He acted like
you know words that Joe Biden didn't say? He didn't say we will utterly and completely destroy Hamas. He didn't say, as Israel defends itself, we have your back. We are with you. You are right. We must destroy Hamas. We stand together. That's what a real American president would say. That's what an American president defending America, defending our allies would say. But instead, today's Democrat Party, the cultural Marxists, the radical leftists, if they see a battle between Jews and Palestinians, they define Jews as the oppressors. They define Palestinians as the victims. And any cultural Marxist, he supports the violent revolution of the victims against the oppressors. And so the consequence, what is Joe Biden bragging about when he thinks he's in private? Well, we just got this hot mic here. He's bragging that he's berating the Prime Minister of Israel. And mind you, at a time when the Prime Minister is defending his nation at war after a massive attack, the worst mass murder of Jews in a single day since the Holocaust. And what is Biden doing attacking Israel?
Well, and building this pier, the question I have for you is, does this put American troops in harm's way? Because that's the question that everybody should be asking this president. Let's be clear. About 186 American troops have been injured or killed in attacks on U.S. personnel in the Middle East since mid-October when the attack by the Hamas terrorists happened on Israel. And of those, 130 have been traumatic brain injuries. Yet, and that's been confirmed by the Pentagon this week on Monday. Yet you have a president that acts like building this pier is no big deal at all.
Well, look, I think that's right. And the thing to understand is today's Democrat Party. Listen, Biden has an open revolt within his State Department, within his White House, because today's Democrat Party, particularly the young people, they are active sympathizers of Hamas. Mind you, the Biden administration has given hundreds of millions of dollars to Gaza that went straight to Hamas. Mind you, the Biden administration has flowed $100 billion to Iran, which is the principal funder for Hamas and for Hezbollah. And all of that, you have, I got to say, it is really distressing just how radicalized the Democrat Party's become and how much they have normalized anti-Semitism in their party. That is a terrible, terrible thing, and it's something we're going to have to work together to fight.
Yeah, now we know where the president stands on Israel. It's on caught on this hot mic. And make sure you tell all your family and friends about it. Don't forget, the Senator and I do this show Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We have a week in review that happens on Saturday for what you may have missed during the week. And make sure you hit that follow, subscribe, or auto-download button. Plus, I do a show, the Ben Ferguson Podcast, on those in-between days to keep you updated on the latest breaking news. So if you haven't downloaded my podcast, the Ben Ferguson Podcast, do that as well. And the Senator and I will see you back here in a couple of days.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the Star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Ben Ferguson here, and if you're an accredited investor, U.S. oil and gas should be a part of your investment portfolio. And I want you to visit LabradorEnergy.com. Beyond the possibility to invest in a sector that historically delivers sound returns, when you invest with Labrador Energy, you may be able to structure your investments to offset active or passive income. According to many sources, U.S. oil and gas drilling remains one of the best tax-advantaged income investments available. Visit LabradorEnergy.com. You may be able to reduce your tax liability while investing in a sector that historically delivers sound returns. Learn more now at LabradorEnergy.com today.
Offer for accredited investors only. Past performance is no indication of future results. Investing involves risk. Consult your legal, tax, and financial advisors and read the prospectus before making any investment decisions. Visit LabradorEnergy.com for the prospectus and more information.